board to order. Mr. Treasurer, can you please take the roll?
Sure. Mr. Morlock.
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Present.
Mr. Brandt.
Here.
Mr. Hunter.
Here.
Mr. Swanger.
Here.
Mr. Hall is present.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody for coming tonight. I don't know how treacherous the roads were for you, but thank you for coming. Let's move on to the election of officers.
I'm going to say pledge.
Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I skipped right over that. Okay. Well, Mr. Hunter, since you reminded me, I'll let you lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a nomination for Linda Blankenship, act as president.
Are there any other nominations? Do you accept the nomination? Yes?
I nominate Mike Grant for president.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Linda, do you accept the nomination for president?
Yes.
Mike, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay, we have two people nominated for president, Linda and Mike. That does mean that we have to go into a vote. Go ahead, Mr. Treasurer.
Mr. Hunter.
Just tell you who I'm voting for?
Yes, we have
It'd
to do a
Linda.
Roll call. Yes. This is a roll call for Mrs. Blankenship to be president.
Oh, you're doing both of them. Okay.
Right, you have to do a separate vote when you have two nominations.
I vote for
a separate one? Okay, I thought we'd vote
sir.
Okay,
so this is your nomination for Mrs. Blankenship.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Swanger.
Can you repeat what I'm voting for?
We're voting on the nomination for Linda as president.
No.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations, Linda. All right, now do we have any nominations for vice president? Are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Dave, do you accept the nomination as vice president?
Yes, I do.
Okay, as Dave being the only nominee for the position, we don't have to have a vote. Congratulations, Dave. Linda, I gladly, proudly, and with humility pass the gavel over to you.
Thank you, Ken. I'll do my best to keep the board adjusted as to anything and everything that's going on. If Mr. Hall doesn't notify you, I'll be sure to try to do my best to notify you in all areas. Moving along, the annual organizational business meeting, the motion to accept the following schedule for the regular board meetings for the 2011 calendar year.
Madam President, I make the motion to accept the following schedule of regular board meetings for the 2011 calendar year as shown below. All meetings will be held at the high school.
Any discussion?
Hopefully everybody will call if you have any changes, but as of right now, I don't see any problems with anything, do you guys?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Need a motion for item number B.
I'll move that we appoint John Perdersky as legal counsel for the ensuing calendar year.
Second. Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion for item C.
Madam President, I make the motion that the following be approved as follows, listing all those things below.
Any discussion?
I did have some discussion. Item 12, to authorize the superintendent, treasurer, or maintenance supervisor to hold silent auctions and public auctions were deemed necessary to dispose of items that we don't need. The board will be notified of such items, is that correct? And when those auctions will be taking place? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we know about what's going on with that.
No further discussion? Roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer of the Board of Education approves the following tax rates and revenue for calendar year 2011 as presented below.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Just bring the board up to speed. These rates do come from the county auditor based upon our expenses we've previously submitted to him. These rates and the collections that will ensue from them will be sufficient funds to cover our operating expenses as well as our permanent improvement expenses. You can see that our voted rate is at 48.45. The res ag rate is 31.53 for this year. Went down a little bit from 31.59 from calendar 10. And commercial industrial went from 39.11 last year to 39.74, so it went up a little bit. Net effect, you go from 6,403,000 last year to 6,417,000 as the projected revenues off of those tax rates.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that Ken Morlock be appointed to act as legislative liaison and Don Swanger is alternate to SBA for 2011. That's what you do now, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion?
We'll need a second.
Sorry, second.
Okay, I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that Don Swanger be appointed to act as student achievement liaison to SBA for 2011. Do you accept that, Don?
Yep.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that Michael Brandt be appointed to serve on the Audit Committee for 2011. Is that okay, Michael?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion. Can I appoint myself?
Yes, you can.
You can.
I'd be appointed to serve on the Wellness Committee for 2011.
I'll second that. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that Michael Brandt and yourself be appointed to serve on the Insurance Committee for 2011. Is that okay with you guys?
Who's yourself?
You.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Linda Blankenship, in case anybody wants to know. That's who yourself is now.
You said yourself. I was like, okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Anything for the board work session?
Chairman?
Yes?
I have several items. At the last meeting, I brought up that since the budget committee has cut $2 million of tax money for tolls for next year, that there would probably be some issues that have kind of come up and things that are kind of being cut, and to report on that right now, what that means is to fit into our budget, we have to make $500,000 cut in each of the next 4 years from the budget. Several things that I know are going to happen is, first of all, there will be probably some people who are RIF'd in order to cut some salaries. There is one person retiring who will not be replaced. I know for sure that one of our technical programs will be lost next year. And as I mentioned previously, there's primarily Madison Plains and Hilliard schools have some satellite programs, and those probably will not be funded. I've already talked with Mr. Hall, and he understands what's going on, and he will work that program that we have with our high school and middle school out so that hopefully we can keep that, especially since the high school program has been mandated for 2014. So we've got to keep that, and with what we've done with our other program, I'm going to let that up to our chief administrator to figure out how to do it. So, but that has come about, and there's no way that that money that we lost can ever be made up. So the cuts that we make will be permanent cuts. The other thing that I do have, and this is probably the best definition or whatever you want to call it that I've seen. I've talked about the 21st century skills, and this is actually, this is the framework for 21st century skills, and it actually defines them and gives examples. So that should we decide in the future to discuss some of these things, we'll be on the same page so that we're all talking apples, we're all talking oranges, and we're talking oranges. The other thing, I know a couple of times when I referenced some books that people were writing, and it's hard to get those things down, and I was trying to take notes, so I've got a list of, I call these good resources because some of this reading is not the easiest in the world, but these are probably some of the easiest reading and most understandable books that I've seen. So there's about 6 or 7 books on there, plus I've listed, if you want any information on 21st century skills, I've got the website address on there. The other thing that I would like to do is at our meeting is to discuss some of these things so that as a board, when we talk about those things that we're trying to do for kids, we're all on the same page. I have noticed that all five of us are not on the same page when we talk about things that affect our goals and that affect what we're doing with kids. And we can't effectively discuss anything unless we all are using the same definitions and same terms. I'd like to, over this year, is discuss some of the ideas that we've got teams working on out here for our 21st century skills, as well as curriculum and anything else that these things all affect, race to the top and all the programs.
sent out to us being on January 4th, and it was pertaining to tolls. And I think what Don talked about, are we not going to be able to send students there like we have in the past for classes?
What we're talking about the class we have here, Mike.
It's just affecting the class we have here.
It's affecting the satellite program that we have with the business program. That was in cooperation with Tolls.
Tolls, correct.
When that was set up, essentially they bought the equipment. And at the time, they not only paid for the equipment, they were servicing the equipment. And that turned out to be a real problem because you can't always sit there. Almost 30 miles away, you can't always get them down here when you need them. And teacher likes to keep the class going. Joe and Mr. Hall, I know last year worked out a program. We take care of all that now. So that part has changed. But no, as far as regular classes and tolls, nothing changes there.
Okay, so the budget problems that they are that they've got right now haven't affected those courses yet?
No. Okay. Well, other than it will affect personnel. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I know for sure that one program will be dropped next year.
Maybe what's being offered.
Yes, which is kind of a shame because it's a program that needs to be there. But we've added quite a few programs over the last 6 or 7 years that have really expanded the amount of training that students can get at Tolls. And they're all in areas that hold the highest need for people in communities. We've added a tremendous amount to the EdTech program. That's increased not only sports medicine, but in transcripting and billing and medical assisting. We better than double the amount of programs and kids that we have in those areas. But no, our kids will be able to participate in polls. It's just that there won't be as much there as there is now.
And if we have a student that's proceeded down one of these paths and that program is canceled, are there any provisions or do those students have an alternative place to continue in that training?
The program that's going to go, first of all, won't affect anybody from Madison Plains because there's nobody in that program. And this won't happen. We're not cutting anything right now. This won't happen until the next fiscal year in July. So everybody will know up front what's not going to be off. We don't cut anything in the middle of the year. So the kids can stay with the program they've got now. And the one program that I know we're going to cut, I can say there's no Madison Plains students in that program, so we don't get hurt on that. The biggest shame is that less than 15% of funding to Tolls Career and Technical Center comes out of Madison County. 40% of the students at Tolls come from Madison County. The auditors and treasurers in Franklin County, or the auditor and treasurer in Franklin County was contacted and asked about the trying to recoup the 23 mills that we went after, and Franklin County had no problem with that whatsoever. It was the Madison County Budget Committee that made that total decision. And probably the biggest detriment to students in the district hit Madison County because of cost to the taxpayers here being so low, and yet the population at Tolls is 40%. So for a $10 bill, everything that's lost, and the biggest effect is in Madison County.
So do you want to discuss this career technical education? application, you want to wait till you get the superintendent's report to discuss how you're going to, or do you know what you're going to do if we're going to?
We don't know exactly. It's not a $50,000 deal. I think our part in it, I think total part would give us around $17,000-$18,000.
Okay.
To
so
support
it's something,
that program, the rest of it was supported by our board.
Okay, but it's
so
something
it's
we're going to be able to keep.
Yes, we want to keep it, and I think
good.
We can come up with them.
Good.
We can rechannel some things to keep that. We have to keep.
I would think so,
much needed.
Okay, great. Okay, anybody else have anything else for work session? No? Was there any public communication? Do you know Mr. Detweiler?
Yeah, I wish we get to grab that. Is there any public communication?
Is there any public?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Can I have a motion?
Madam President, I make the motion that the minutes of the meeting of December 13, 2010 be approved as written.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, seconded by Don Swanger. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Treasurer's report.
I have forecast update. You may have seen around the state, there's been a lot of schools having the financial picture shifting quickly on them, and they're trying to deal with that and as best they can. A lot of boards are confused as some of the information they're getting, and it may not be clear to them exactly what's forecast and what's actual. One of the things that, since I've been here and since I've been a treasurer, I've always done is in your financial packet, tab 6, is the spending plan. And I did put extras in the back of the room, even though I didn't pick up the public participation sheet. I did put extras in the spending plan. This gives you that live data that you need as a board member. The spending plan shows the projections for the year. It shows the actual numbers that occur for November in this example. And you see the variance for that month. But you get a lot more than just that month picture, because then you slide on over to column A, and you can see the fiscal year-to-date actual numbers plus what's projected for the balance of the year. And you can see we're at $10.1 million. Then you see it compared to our fiscal year 11 forecast. That's at ODE. So you're seeing real-time how our numbers compare to our forecast that we have out there. So you can see that we're about 8.5% ahead of what our forecast is showing at this point. Now, if we were going the other direction, this would be really critical, because you'd want to know the second that we're sliding underneath our forecast, because that tells us we need to update that forecast. You look down underneath the expenditures, and you see that red block. And you'll see those things every now and again. When I see something that draws concern to me, I want to draw that concern to you. And what you see is, for November, some of our expenditures exceeded our projection. That's going to happen, okay? The key is, it shouldn't happen every single month. So what I have to do, and my responsibility, is go back and see what caused us to exceed our projection and see if that's going to be a continuation. In other words, do I need to revamp the projections from December through June? And if I do, I'll bring those to the next meeting and present why we need to revamp that. But for this meeting, I wanted to point out to you that you do get to see how our actual numbers compare to what we projected and how they compare for the year against our forecast. So you're getting a lot of information on this one piece of paper. It also shows you how many days we could operate if tomorrow, at the end of November, how many days we could operate without another dime coming in the doors. And that's at the bottom of the page in red, the available operating days for fiscal year 11. You can see for November, we projected 258 days we could operate. It ended up at 226. And that's because our expenditures were higher for the month. And this is based on your expenditures and divided by 31 days, how long could you operate based on your cash balance. Okay? So, and our optimal available operating days is 185 days. That's what you'd like to be. We're above that. So we've got a lot of good things going in our favor. But this sheet allows you to say, hey, Tim, we just dropped below 185 days. What's going on? Or, hey, Tim, we're below our forecasted amounts. What's going on? So we're doing a lot of comparisons on this one piece of paper. So if you see other districts that are having issues with this, this is your main tool for monitoring the budget. Okay. And again, as I see things changing and we get closer to our May required filing of our new forecast, we'll have a lot more discussion about that. That's all I have for the forecast update.
Any other questions? Concerns?
Just echo one thing, just to follow up with Tim. I would ask the board to do is, Tim puts a lot of time, there's a lot of information in this thing, and I would hope that the board would take this and look at it and study it and give him a call. Because what we don't want is you come up one of these days and say, I didn't know that. Well, if you come up and say, I didn't know that, it's going to be your own fault because it's pretty much laid out there month to month. So it's a lot of information in there, and I'm glad he's doing it.
Another thing that's a good piece for you on tab number 3, the cash flow history shows our month-ending balances for general fund. One thing I added was a projection line as well. That's the red line you see now. That wasn't in there before. So you can see the projection line, the estimate, we're moving right around that, and that's where you want to be. I think we'll end up dead on where we're projecting at least within 1 to 2%. So we're in pretty good shape. Just another tool for you to say, hey, you know, you projected in December that we'd be between 7 and 8 million. We ended up 7 million. What happened? I mean, that's an example. So a lot of good, useful tools in here just for you to use.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
Okay. Moving on.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer the November 2010 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries, and thank you.
Just a couple things. The race to the top, just a readout of what's going on with it, that you can just keep you posted on that. The other item you received, thanks to Mikey, who redid these figures you have on the site work, electrical, and there'll be a third one in there that I would ask the board to approve tonight, and that's on the concrete. That's the third page. Not on your agenda, but we just got it in yesterday. I know if you want to study it, there's not much to study other than look at numbers. We can do it. We'll have to have a special meeting because all these need to be done so we can keep moving on our project, on our classroom project. Thanks to Mike, we had the pre-6 and the 712, the base, those numbers reversed, which I didn't change anything on the final number, but they had them. You might have saw it on your mic call, and my eye wasn't keen on that one. Thanks, Mike.
When we have to, can we vote on that tonight?
The two are on your agenda for a motion. The third one, the concrete, we'll have to make the motion.
Can we make the motion?
Write it in when it comes that time.
So we can do it tonight?
I would like to do it tonight. And that's all I have, gentlemen. Ladies.
Okay. Any unfinished business? New business? Need a motion for item number 1?
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent board approve the first reading of the 2011-2012 school year calendar as presented.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mike, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Item number 2.
I'll second that.
Okay. by Dom, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of Barry Blackstone, intervention specialist, effective December 31st, 2010. Mr. Blackstone served the district for 1 year.
Need a second?
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2010-2011 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by David, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Yeah, that top one for the girls tennis coach.
Why is it just now coming in?
Well, yeah, because we...
Paperwork, getting paperwork in timely.
Okay, so this is the one that Leah's assisting with, right? Because she's volunteering, right? Okay.
And next, to offset this next year, we hope, we've tried to hold the pay, you know, in hopes of getting the paperwork in, which we can't do anything, that's all in. Next year, if we don't have all the paperwork in, they're not going to be allowed to start, be around the students at all. They don't have the background, the proper paperwork. It's over. But I know that's a hard-nosed stand, but I don't know any other way to get people to get stuff in timely.
And that goes for all the fall sports. Yeah, we're going to get done by, what, April and May, right?
Anything. It's, everything has to be done before they are around coaching or assisting or whatever. Okay.
Now, are these certification, the paperwork, the certification stuff, or are these, like, evaluations and that kind of thing?
A combination of both.
Because they're... That would be two different problems.
Okay. I've taken about all I can take with it, and I know the board has. So we'll try, we'll get a little stiffer, see if that helps. A lot of it's preventable, a lot of it's just people not taking it serious. If there's good rationale there, I can understand. Most of the time, it's just people don't want to do it or put it off.
This is tennis coach, does she work in our district?
No.
Okay. I just wonder sometimes if that has something to do with
it. I'm sure.
If they don't work here, it's harder for them to try to get the time in to
we're going,
get their
we're going to try to have a packet where they know everything
that they have to have.
As a group. That packet is going over and it has to be timely. Tim's got a deadline, it has to be in him if they want paid a certain time.
And there'll be dates on that packet as to where and when they can take their testing and CPR and all that stuff.
And a lot of it comes when you can't find someone, you get them at the last minute.
Right.
But still, yet we have to wait until this is done. Just remember, now we talked about this because somebody's going to call and say, well, I could have helped out. I wanted to help out, but they wouldn't let me do it. Well, there's a reason why they're not going to let them do it. And I think it's sooner or later, I think it's, we're all going to benefit by going that route.
It's a liability of your district.
That's the main, yes.
Okay, no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the following donations, $500 from both Seed Consultants and Raj Beer.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Any discussion?
I just want to thank that went for scoreboards that we put in the high school gym. I want to thank really Matt Mason that really went out and pursued that and made that happen. So thanks, Matt. We need more of those. We got enough I'm sorry, that's not the... It's not
it's the
pads of Golden Eagles pads. I'm sorry, it's not the scoreboards. But Matt, we're gonna put him on that. He got four donations for I think 500 each that took care of the new pads that's under the, if you've been in the gym, it says Golden Eagles on it, looks real nice.
How much you need for a scoreboard? What's your target now?
15,000.
15,000? No problem.
The scoreboard's already there. Pepsi helps us out on that. But thanks, Matt.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board grant an early diploma to Jesse Taylor based on the following criteria as listed.
I'll second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I furthermore make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent,
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Any discussion?
Who came up with that?
Mr. Penny. I won't thank Mr.
Penny. Did you pick the falcon? Because that's what that is, and it's a falcon.
It's not a falcon.
No, sir.
By the way, Joe, I think that looks really good. I really like that. He told me to say something to you, so you give him guff.
I wouldn't do that, Joe.
Looks nice. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Joe probably set up till 11, 12 o'clock a couple nights working on this. And in addition to upgrading our website, if you go on that website, you'll find that that's being updated. Looks real nice. He's a worker. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. It does look nice. I appreciate it. After all these years, we finally got a Golden Eagle in there.
Now all we have to do is get everyone to follow it.
Just buy the stuff with that on it, please.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
By Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept a bid from Buckeye Septic Tank Company for site preparation for the
I'll second that.
Motion by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Need a motion for item number 10?
Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept a bid from JSS Electric for electrical installation for the new classroom project in the amount of $118,309.
I'll second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President?
Yes.
You're going to add this one, right?
Yes,
yep.
Please.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept a bid from Thompson Concrete. Is that right? Or Thompson, just Thompson?
Thompson.
For concrete installation for the pre through six building classroom project. Or pre through six new classroom project in the amount of $135,220 as presented.
Need a second?
Second.
Discussion? discussion? Where is this company located from, Mr. Hall?
I think they might be out of Columbus. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not
there's
sure.
Nobody, is nobody local?
Well, there's the three people there. J-Car bid on it. And,
yeah, but I meant this Thompson isn't anybody local.
For the site work?
Yeah.
Buckeye, that's out of, I'm sorry, that's out of West Jeff. Murphy's that are local. They're somewhat local.
Okay.
They'll be working with Murphy's.
Okay. Just curious.
Thompson's worked with this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would need a motion for that one too. Becca.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board accept a bid from Becca for concrete installation for the 7 through 12 new classroom project in the amount of $43,600.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
You might notice there's a slight difference there. Thompson and Beck, 164, 60 some dollars. I don't know if I'd have, but he.
Have they worked with both of them?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they know both
of them. He's watching pretty close, but if you look at those two numbers, it's
yeah.
A couple hundred bucks between.
One contractor on both for 160 bucks.
That'd be my thought.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, if nothing else, make a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following. Section one, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And I have 8:45.
And I'll second that.
Is it 8:45 or 7:45?
I'm sorry, 7. Yeah, not 8. 7:46. Not that way. Did you second it, Dave?
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next regular meeting is February 15th here at the high school at 7 o'clock. I don't see any action being taken tonight that I know of. Appreciate you all coming. Be careful going home.
Hey, Matt, you got that stuff for me?
Yep.
Got it tonight?
Yep.
Something you give to me?
Yep.
You're a good man.